It is good to be back. I apologize about the last couple of weeks. Certainly, I apologize if you came and didn't realize you weren't here. It's good to have Moshe Lo back from his month and a half in Eretz Yisrael. Welcome back. Today, the Chofetz Chaim came to a very practical topic. It's funny, without exaggeration, I got more calls in the last 10 days about shiduchim, about talmidim, boys from girls' parents and different shadchanim, more in the last 2 weeks than probably I got in the last 2 years. I don't know what it was. Maybe it's because I'm preparing and I didn't know what to say in any of those conversations, to be honest with you, as we'll get to it in a little bit. Someone called me at a potential job, a potential institution, and there's certain personalities he was asking me about. And also, I wasn't the whole conversation. He's like, oh my God, I can't, no service, you know, I was pulling that. So I think what we'll do is we'll read the Chofetz Chaim, and maybe we'll have it a little more interactive than usual, where you'll ask, we're going to need a lot of clarifying questions. I do have what to say. I'm thinking tonight it might be best to try to get the Chofetz Chaim down, get our questions, and then maybe answer them next week, if you're Yirtzeh Hashem, as opposed to me addressing to you what I think you would want to hear. For example, there's a big debate about what's the percentage of a genetic disease that renders it enough of an issue to tell the person. And let's say a person had some kind of mental illness 8 years before and is off medication now because it was so fixed. Those are issues. Those are very interesting topics. But if you're not, now you're going to ask me those. But if you're not interested in those and you have other questions, we could address those. So maybe we'll see the Chofetz Chaim. He has a lot to say about the topic. And then we'll go from there. Chofetz Chaim says, V'da od ikar gadol ben yonim elu. This is the end of Kol Dalad. You should know another rule. Im echad rotza lahachnis as chavero ben yonim. Someone wants to bring a friend, bring another person into his madness. Kigon, l'sachro l'mlachto, to hire him as a worker, o l'hishtatef imo, to partner with him in a business endeavor, o lasos shidduch imo, to make a shidduch, v'chol k'agavna, any situation, any case where you need to know about someone before you enter into some kind of agreement or partnership, afil lo sham ma'alav adata shumra, you haven't heard anything bad. I feel like mutter lidrosh v'lachkor etzel anashim al mahuso v'inyano. I am allowed to ask people about this individual. I want him to potentially marry my daughter. I run a department, whether I'm on HR or I'm just in a company. I'm on the admissions board of a hospital and potential workers post residency. I'm on a search committee for an assistant rabbi in a shul. Hopefully none of you will be in that situation unless you move. So you're allowed. You're allowed to ask around, even though you haven't heard anything bad. You have no reason to suspect. You're allowed to do your due diligence. Af diyachaliyo shisapro lo genuso. They might speak badly about a person, which means that person we talk in Lashon Hara, you'll be hearing Lashon Hara, afilo achi mutter, it's still mutter. Why is it mutter? Came in the kavanaso l'tovas atzmo levad. Your pure intention, your sole intention, is to help yourself. Kedishli tzarech achakach lovely to hezek. If you enter into a partnership or a shidduch with a person who has severe flaws, so you could end up getting damaged. You could end up becoming a machlokas. Your business could go sour, and all these terrible things can happen. Ach, nearly. So you have to ask. That's the aleph. Is a person is allowed to ask when there is a purpose in knowing that information. Yesterday, I got a text message from a Rebbe in the Yeshiva in Israel who's in America recruiting, and he asked me about one of, you're not going to figure out, there are six different yeshivas in JC today. literally. And he asked me about a boy, a student of mine, who comes from a difficult family situation. And he asked me, is this boy's parent Shomer Shabbos? So I said, why are you asking? So he said, well, because if he comes to yeshiva, we're not going to not take him because of it, but if he comes to yeshiva, we'll be able to help him and talk to him knowing the family situation. So I responded, well, why don't you wait until he decides to go to yeshiva and then ask the question, as opposed to asking the question now. At that point, he didn't really need to know. Right? Chavos Chaim says, ach, nearly, it's not so simple. Shetzarech sheyodia lemi sheshoa me'ito alav, sherotza laso shiduchimo, okol nyoni ha-shufis. You have to tell the person why you're asking. Now, most of us feel, if I tell a person why I'm asking, I'm not going to get the best information. The way most people want to get information, you call them up, how's your day, you'll talk about something else, and then you'll find some weak transition, you're talking about this person, that person, oh, by the way, what do you know about so-and-so, how's so-and-so doing, what do you think of so-and-so? So says the Chavos Chaim, that's not okay. You have to tell the person why you're calling. Poskim say, you don't have to tell them I'm calling about a shidduch. You can say, I'm calling l'toelus. I'm calling because there's a purpose. If you don't want to tell the person that you might join in a business dealing, you might be looking for a position, he might be looking for a position, your daughter's dating, you might not want to say that information. You're allowed to say, I'm asking l'toelus, and if you're being asked, the poskim say you're allowed to believe the person speaking, as long as they're an honest, trustworthy person. Otherwise, this never gets off the ground. How do I know that you're really asking l'toelus? Prove it to me. Well, I don't want to prove it to you. So you're allowed to believe the person they're asking for a purpose, but you have to say why you're asking. Ubazeh lo yehei alav shum chashash iser lo mitnei she'eloso shu'im iskavim l'ganoso rakitomas asma kasher dibarnu. It's not a problem to ask, and if you skip the parentheses, the last line, v'gam ein lo shum iser nitshuvas chavero. There's no problem for him to answer. But if you don't tell him why, and he speaks the Lashon Hara, even though it's helpful for you, you violate a lifnei yivir lo tutei michshol. Because the one speaking, the one who's answering the question, he doesn't know that it's l'toelus. So if he doesn't know l'toelus, he's speaking Lashon Hara, even though it turns out it's l'toelus, but he didn't know that. So he would be violating initial Lashon Hara, and you would be violating lifnei yivir lo tutei michshol. So number one is you have to tell the person why you're asking. If you go in the second page to the fifth line, the first words in the fifth line, he says something else, which we've seen many times. Ach mo dizayr shlo legazim es hadavar. You can't embellish. You can't embellish. Yoser mikfi shu yodeyas be'er hadavar. More than what you know to be true. Vod eza pratim etzrachim lezeh. And there are other specifics that we spoke about before. And he goes on to say, you have to be very careful not to be tricky and pretend like you're calling for something else and then throw it out there. So you're allowed to ask, you're allowed to answer, just don't exaggerate and tell the person why you're asking. If you turn to page 3, in the end of the Chafetz Chaim, he has what he calls Tziurim, where he gives you real cases. So let's see the tzir, which is about dating. Imu roa, she'echad rotze lehishtadet yamechad. You know that someone wants to make a shidduch with someone. V'yadua l'roa hazeh, I notice, ki achasan yesh lo chisronos atzumim. Now, the $1 million question is going to be, what does that mean? What's chisronos atzumim? Issues. What are issues? I've had people ask me, oh boys, does he have any issues? I don't know. Who doesn't have issues? Who doesn't have issues? Really? If you want to marry a robot, so they probably don't have, they have mechanical issues, maybe. But what does that mean? Kishonos Atsumim. So we'll have to understand. That's like the question here. What's considered a chisaron atsum? Kfiyam avorla kaman, manikers kishonos atsumim. Vamuchutun eni yodeh mizedavar. The potential father doesn't know. Vilo haya yodeya lo haya misratzel is there. If he knew, he wouldn't want to make the shidduch. So yesh legalus lo. You should tell the individual. Tell the individual. I know that someone is looking into a shidduch with an, even if they don't ask me. But I know there is something severely wrong, whatever that means. I have a responsibility to tell a potential father-in-law. Ki yei ach yeda ma'aya, you should know. Ki yeish bazeh adin harbi pratim, univayar lekaman ralkulam tzarek lasim ayin, you have to be careful. Kodim shiyatir la'atzma davrzeh. Before you allow it, you have to be very careful. Gam lo yilmor kula lekula gam lo yilmor kula la'atzma inyan. You can't derive one leniency from another. Every case is different. Okay, now page 4. And this actually happened to me this week, and I was very confused with what to say. Ma'od at the top of page 4. Ma'od tzarek lizar b'midos ha'gruos. You have to be very careful from bad midos. She'regilim l'ganos tzad echa le'enei tzad ha'acher al inyonim she'in ben mamish. People will belittle one side for things that are really, there's nothing wrong with it. Dehainu im ha'chasan hu ish tam. The chasan is, how am I going to translate ish tam? So what does that mean, simple? Average intelligence. He's average intelligence. I don't know what he got. He's got good. Right, we're gonna accentuate his other milas over his employee. That doesn't sound like he's. I don't know. Like he get into, I don't know what. What's the bar? Is he get into college? Is there an SAT score? Is it 75 average? 80? I don't know. Someone's in Ishtam. Sheinu charif kolkach lahavin armumio shel bnei adam v'ra ma u yoseim. He doesn't pick up on certain social skills. People can take advantage of him. Oh, she'ena rotsa lislotzes kishara bachar masher kigilo. He doesn't like to have, there's gonna be a time. He's not funny. He has a bland personality. He doesn't have a sense of humor. He mefarsim oso be'ir avrzeh li'ish shota upesi. People say this person is unintelligent. He's a fool. Actually, upon him, he never says siva. Shall yirtzu l'shtadich imo avrzeh. People might not want to make a shidduch with him. Olavatel ha'shidduch she'asakvar. Or they might want to knock out the shidduch. V'kayotzi v'zeh ros rabos. Very strong lashon. Yachreis Hashem kosifse chalakos avrzeh. God should strike. God should give kari. He should cut down those who speak lashon hara about such a person. I had this week about a student. Someone called and asked me, is he smart? So, how am I supposed to answer that question? Now, first of all, I don't know to what are you matching up against? What does that mean? What does that mean, smart? He graduated high school. He was in high, like right before honors, right? The higher of the middle tracks. He went to a good yeshiva in Israel. He's in a good shir in whatever yeshiva he's in. Is he the smartest guy I ever met in my life? No. What does it mean, smart? So I'll be honest, I didn't know. I was a little snotty on the phone, to be honest. He said, smart? What's defined? What is smart? Who is smart? I don't. You want to know his SAT scores? I don't know his SAT scores. In my class, he got a 93. I don't know. Does that mean he's not smart enough? Does that mean he worked really hard? So I could tell you what I think is intelligent and who's not intelligent, but I'm not. Who am I? I don't know, maybe they're asking Ezu Chacham Alomi called them. He's really asking, does he learn from other people? And that, I don't know, it's tricky. It's tricky. But certainly, a person could say he's not so smart, a person could gain a reputation that, you know, they're not the sharpest tool or whatever the expression is. What is it, sharpest tool in the...
Sharpest knife in the cupboard.
Have the sharpest tool in the shed. I don't know, a person could gain a reputation and you're being the guy of them, and that doesn't necessarily mess up the shidduch. Now, if the boy is a genius and is of such a high level of intelligence and he wants to marry a girl with a similar level of intelligence, so you, that could be what was going on with the person who called me, but without knowing, it becomes very tricky to answer because then someone else calls them, oh, about this shidduch, and then a person can gain a reputation of being an unintelligent a person. So a person has to be careful. A person has to be careful how they categorize people when they're answering the question. In page 5, which comes up all the time also, V'chein leilich ulevazos le'echad me'atstadim b'gnus ma'ise avosov. So people want to know what the boy or girl's parents are like. So what is a person allowed to say? The Chafetz Chaim says to go and denigrate or speak negatively about either side in the gnus of their parents. Gam kein b'chal lishna bishi. That's also lashon hara. No. So what are you allowed to ask about? What are you not allowed to ask about? If you take a look on the bottom, the Ber Mayim Chaim, which is the Chafetz Chaim's notes, the Chafetz Chaim sends you the Ayin Heitev, take a look carefully, the Evan Ezer, that's Shulchan Aruch, Simen Nun, Sif Hei, Ubebeish Shmuel Sham, Besif Katan Yadalf. Go take a look at that Beish Shmuel. Beish Shmuel is a Perish on the Shulchan Aruch. If you take a look over there, he writes that if a girl's sister or father were Hamir Das means they gave up religion. Not just that they weren't so frum, or, I don't know, they didn't wear white shirts. They gave up religion. So then they say, you can, the Beis Shmuel writes, you're allowed to be Mevatel HaShidduch for that. You're allowed. If a person got engaged in a Shidduch, and the girl's father or sisters went totally off the ark, you can Mevatel HaShidduch, and the Chafetz Chaim, the implication is, if you can Mevatel HaShidduch for it, so then you're allowed to speak about it. The contemporary poskim point out that nowadays, that's not a reason to Mevatel HaShidduch. Unfortunately, that's pretty common. There are a lot of people who have siblings and even parents who aren't religious, who gave up religion, that doesn't necessarily reflect poorly on the girl. Other poskim say the opposite. If you have a person, and I've seen this I'm sure we all know dozens of people who are Bali Tshuva, they can be much more impressive. Sometimes it's more real. Their religious inspiration, their level of commitment, they chose it. So it's going to last and it's real and they're still growing. So the fact that a person comes from a family not that way, so it's not so pashut, you should say. What I think the consensus I saw, the Dirshu brings down a whole slew of achronim, is that it depends on the person. And who's asking? Some people really care about family and what the family's going to be like, whether it's an image thing or whether for them family is the most important thing and how close the family is and that they're all together and they're all similar. So for a person like that who's asking, so then it might be important to tell. I would venture to say that most people in our circles don't care about that. Most, not that they don't care about family. I think most people in our circles tend to believe you're marrying the girl, you're marrying the boy, you're not marrying her parents. And the fact that the parents are more religious than we like or less religious than we like, that's not a reason to mevatel hashidduch. For some people, it might be one more caveat though. He writes that there is an exception. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, just flip for a second to page 6. I'm not sure why the Chafetz Chaim waited till here to say this. The Chafetz Chaim over here in the second arrow on page 6 writes, V'chein in Mishnah al beis ha-mechutin shelo, if you hear about one of the sides, ki hu beis pritzus, it's a really inappropriate place. There's a lot of promiscuity. It's a dangerous place spiritually. V'davar zeh yadua shusiba gedola lahafsid ayidei zeh tachlis hanirtzeh. If a girl or a boy grew up in a certain home, it might reflect on them. They might have learned certain characteristics from that house. And then gam kein sarach legalos davar zeh ubezeh ein sarach hapratim. You have to know if they're going to find that anyway. So that is one difference. If it's really bad, but then you could say. But otherwise, to talk about a family, or you know the father doesn't go to minyan, you know the mother does whatever. Is that really a reason? What's the heter to talk about. Right, so that might be, but I wouldn't call that a religious thing. That's like more of a personality thing. Are they going to be easy as in-laws, or difficult? Are they going to give you a hard time? Are they going to respect your children? Are they going to respect your life choices? You have that with people who have nothing to do with religion. They're just difficult people, and if you don't come to them for the second day of Pesach, the year they want, they're going to drive you crazy. But I don't think it's a religious thing. Okay, so I started in the beginning. We're asking a lot of questions today, and we'll talk about that next time. The post-gym all weigh in on mental illness. They're still taking medicine, they're not taking medicine. It was healed, it wasn't healed. There was an attempted suicide 10 years ago, and now there are no problems. Genetic diseases. Right. It's tricky. People have asked me about going out, not in terms of Lashon Hara, going out with people who have a parent in jail, or a parent who's done really bad things. Is that a reason to not go out with the person? How much you have to be worried that? I mean, there's a lot of psychology. I think a person who grew up with that might be better because they witnessed it, but they might be worse. I mean, I think the likelihood of someone who's a victim of child abuse, I don't remember the research. Are they more like, they're more likely? But even though you would think not to it, you would think they experience that pain and that suffering, and they would be driven to not allow that to happen to their children. The flip side is that that's all they know. They've never been exposed to a normal. So these things are tricky, but in terms of gunus avosav, talking about a family, it's not so pasha that when someone calls to start saying negative things about one of the parents, just because you should know. Why do they need to know that? Why do they need to know that the boy's father, I don't know, talks during davening, or doesn't daven with a minyan, maybe doesn't put on tefillin, or the girl's mother doesn't cover? I don't know. I don't know. Right. So that, I think, is the question. But it's not about the religious commitment, unless it's someone who we know it's very important. Let me see if we have time for one more small point. Yeah, let's just read one more paragraph about illness, just to see what the Chafetz Chaim says, and then that'll get us thinking for next week when we talk about some of the specific cases. It's page 5. We're up to page 5, the second arrow. Let's go back to what we said that we allowed in the beginning of the Sif. If the chasen has, we didn't define that, big issues, whatever that means. There's a difference. It's going to depend on what the chisaron is. If he has a physical illness, and the potential father-in-law doesn't recognize it. It's an internal illness. And all the posts say included in Chole HaGuf is a mental illness. A mental illness is the Chole HaGuf. So the father-in-law doesn't recognize it. Pashut hu, the ein ala megala inyan zeh, chashash iser rechilus. It's obvious that there's no prohibition of rechilus to talk about the problem. Ach shlo yachzer buzeh hapratim hanal beklal tes sif beis. You can't be missing any of the pratim, which means you have to know about it yourself. You couldn't have heard it. It can't be that you heard it from someone else. You can't embellish it more than it is. It has to have kavana for toalas, and you can't hate the person. So then, there's no problem if it's a choli haguf. Now, certain things are going to be obvious if the chasan or the kala, let's say, has cancer, lo aleinu, or has a serious heart condition, or has
I don't know. What would be other... Right, well, that they could see. That they could see. It's a chole aguf, which they couldn't otherwise see. If it's something they could see, we're not allowed to say anything, because they'll see on their own. The next thing the chole is going to talk about, if he's holding and learning, test him if you want. Right? But what would be other severe examples of a chole aguf, which is a chisar and asim? I'm not sure. But I do know that there's a question about certain... Let's say the girl has, or the boy has diabetes. Is that something you should say? Is that enough to mevatel shidduch? Would you discourage your child from going out with someone who had diabetes? I don't know. My daughter's in the 8th grade. I haven't thought of that. Something to be aware of. Why? Because now the post can say that the chassan or kala, when they're dating, at some point in the dating, should talk about it. When, you know, where Moshe says, wait till things progress a little bit more. To say on the first date, hi, my name is Shoshana, I have diabetes, nice to meet you. You know, I'm majoring in, I'm going to be an OT and I have my diabetes. That's probably not the best idea. But you can't wait until, like, you're about to get engaged. That's not a good idea. So at some point, the problem is most of the posts can write about this, they're talking, like, when things get really serious, like by date 3, it doesn't really, it's not really so practical for, in our circles, it's not super serious on day 3. But at some point, you have to tell, but if you know that information, so are you supposed to tell that before they go out? Diabetes and all these different conditions which a person can live a very healthy, productive life, it might not be as easy or as simple. So that we'll have to see next week where that fits in and what we should and shouldn't say if asked. The problem is that a Wednesday after that, I have a wedding.